So you may or may not have guessed, but it is the 20th anniversary of my bat mitzvah, of Ha'azinu. Thanks all for laughing. But my bat mitzvah was on this Shabbat, on Shabbat Shuva, and I felt very special because I thought that the rabbi and the cantor only selected particular benot mitzvah to be in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Little did I know that it was an error. They didn't mean to put a bat mitzvah on this day, because you can imagine the exhaustion of in between those two big days and then doing a bat mitzvah. But I felt, in particular, just filled with honor. And so I think about every year on Shabbat Shuva, the essence of this day, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of Tshuva. And so I ask you, in our sweet congregation this morning, what words come to mind and what actions come to mind when I use that word tshuva? What words come to mind? Repentance. Return. Tzedakah. Mitzvah. Introspection. What else? Penitence, restitution, to make up with people in which you perhaps have wronged or they've wronged you. All beautiful answers. And these are all correct. This is the essence of tshuva. So I wanted to share the following story with you that I also think speaks to this day. So once upon a time, there was a young man who needed to make a phone call. And this was during the times when there were actually phone booths that people used in order to make a phone call, and when phone booths were actually in drugstores. So he walked into a drugstore, opened up a phone booth, and by accident he left the door to the phone booth a little bit ajar, open. Open enough so that the store manager could overhear his phone call. So the young man is on the phone, and it seems as if he's speaking to the manager of a firm. And overhearing him, the storekeeper listens. And the young man asks the manager of a firm, "Was this position at your firm filled?" Well, overhearing, it seems as if, yes, the position was filled. And a smile is on the face of the young man. The young man then proceeds on the phone, asking the following question: "Are you satisfied with the work of the person that filled that position?" And another smile comes on the face of the young man. And at this point, the storekeeper is perplexed. The young man puts down the phone, sits down, and orders a root beer float, because as you know, in drugstores, it used to be you could sit down at the fountain and order a root beer float. And the storekeeper says, "Look, I apologize. I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. And I was wondering, look, it seems like you might need a job. Do you need a job?" The young man smiles and says, "No, I have a job." The storekeeper says, "Well, I'm a little confused. Then why were you making the phone call to someone inquiring about a job?" He says, "Oh, no, no, no. I have a job. That's my job. I was just calling to check up on myself." So to me, that story is one aspect of tshuva. That we actually take the time, in the story, it's our professional lives. But this week in our personal lives, to do what? To check up on ourselves. To look at ourselves in the mirror and say, "Is this the person that I hope to be? Is this the person I wish to become?" Another quick aspect, this time from our tradition. Shimon Bar Yochai explained that even the wicked, wicked man, if the wicked, wicked man chooses to repent, even the last day of his life, on the day of his tshuva, on the day of his repentance, no longer shall you call him a wicked man. He cites Ezekiel Ezekiel explains that basically your reputation, if you turn from wickedness to righteousness, that idea of wickedness should no longer be a stumbling block for you. So think about that for a moment. What reputations, what stumbling blocks do we put in front of ourselves that hinder us from turning from wicked ways to ways of righteousness? Whether it's the reputations others put upon us or the reputations we put upon ourselves. What's holding us back from turning on the path that we so desperately want to walk on? So two ideas of tshuva just to add to your own. One, to take a self-accounting of our souls, to do that professional and personal checkup. And then the second, not letting any stumbling block come before us and the turning, the repenting of our ways. I wish you a blessed, sweet Shabbat Shalom and a Shana Tova. And I promise, I'll read Torah before another 20 years comes between my bat mitzvah and the next time. Shabbat Shalom.